That takes us 7:54 in the morning. This is Up Front. Kat Brooks
is an irritated ratepayer. the 2020 elections are upon us. Let the games begin. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi joined other local Democratic lawmakers Monday in San Francisco to mark the beginning of the Democrats' Election Security Week of Action. Pelosi said the week-long effort is aimed at highlighting Democrats' work to counter foreign interference in U.S. elections and stop what they say are Republican efforts to reduce Democratic voter turnout. Scott Baba reports.
Speaker Pelosi joined top state Democrats at the San Francisco Federal Building to announce their plan. At the forefront of the conversation was the Securing America's Federal Elections, or SAFE Act. The SAFE Act passed the House late last month. It is targeted at preventing potential foreign hacking or other tampering in American elections. Democratic South Bay Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren sponsored the SAFE Act. She said that election security was not a partisan issue.
Regardless of your politics, your opinion of the Mueller report, one thing is clear. When you cast your vote, it ought to be counted as cast. Whether you're voting for Donald Trump or somebody else, your vote needs to be counted as cast.
The SAFE Act would authorize a $600 million grant to the Election Assistance Commission to help states enhance their election security infrastructure ahead of the 2020 elections. It would also provide $175 million biannually to maintain those security infrastructures. To reduce potential online hacking, the act also requires voting systems to use voter-verified paper ballots and prohibit election systems from having wireless or internet communication connectivity. The bill would also regulate who is qualified to develop and sell election machines in the first place. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla said it was the duty of every American to protect the integrity of elections.
The time to act is now. Election security should not be a partisan issue. Free and fair elections are at the very foundation of our nation's democracy. And we have a collective duty to every voter in America to work together to secure and defend that democracy.
The SAFE Act passed mostly along party lines last month, with only one Republican voting for it. Republicans argued that many of the bill's provisions were unnecessary or even dangerous in their own right. In particular, Republicans argued that the bill was an attack on states' rights because it would force states to conform to a federal election standard. Under the current electoral structure, elections are administered almost entirely at the state and local level. Lofgren pointed out that the current attack on America's elections was a federal problem and required a federal response.
If the Russians are coming to get us, shouldn't we have a national response? I mean, if this was missiles instead of cyber attacks, we wouldn't be asking the counties to defend the country. No, this is a national emergency. We need to provide the defense that the nation needs.
Speaker Pelosi accused top Republicans of leaving American elections unprotected intentionally. She said that the week of action was happening because Democrats could not continue to allow Republicans to corrupt the democratic process.
It all comes back to elections because elections have ramifications. And that's why they don't want to allocate the resources. That's why they want to ignore the foreign assault on our elections. That's why they want to suppress the vote. That's why they want to gerrymander the districts, because they want to be sure that just their people vote and not the general population. And that's why they're fighting the census, to bury the census, who we are as a people, who we are as a people. They want to suppress that and have it only be certain people counted, people who will vote with them.
Ariana Nasiri is a youth commissioner for the city of San Francisco. Nasiri said that if elections are not protected now, it could have a significant chilling effect on an entire generation of voters.
Primary elections are less than a year away, and much of my generation will age into their role as new voters. Millions of newly adult Americans will enter the electorate, but how many of them do we think will participate if they know that their vote will simply be meddled with or completely disregarded? But more importantly, how many American voices will go unheard in the next election?
Election Security Week will continue with an election security meeting Wednesday, where the Senate and the House will hold meetings with Trump administration officials. Those include briefings from the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Having passed the House, the SAFE Act will now move to the Senate, where Democrats say it will likely languish under Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. McConnell has committed to burying a number of bills proposed by Democrats without allowing them to come to vote. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.
And that takes us to just about 8 o'clock in the morning on KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, or K248BR 97.5 FM in Santa Cruz, and online around the world at kpfa.org.
Programs up front. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiecher.
And I'm Kat Brooks.
And it is an extremely civic-minded morning here. And up front, we are going to be rounding up a lot more bills that are up for last-minute votes in the state legislature this week. Fair Pay to Play Act coming up after news headlines. It's a question about whether or not college athletes get paid.
Right, and about amateurism. So right now, colleges get to make money off of their athletes, but athletes are not entitled to anything.
After that, the gig worker bill, Assembly Bill 5, that could turn tens of thousands of Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and TaskRabbits into paid employees rather than independent contractors, which, among other things, would give them the clear right to unionize. That's just the first half of the hour we got coming up. In the second half of that hour, we're going to be going over a bill that would make it possible for local governments to set up public banks.
And then we will round up by talking about historic legislation, AB 392, that makes those four little words meaningless. I feared for my life. Five.
At least when they come out of the mouth of a police
officer. Yep. No longer justification for murdering black, brown, and indigenous bodies.
That's all coming up next.
After the news.